Welcome to Manifesting Life Purpose and Relationships, a global conversation and activation with top personal growth luminaries from around the world. I'm your host, Melissa Lilly. This online event is brought to you by New3University.com to expand the mission of its manifesting program, Life Destiny Manifesting, to empower you with your own experience of manifesting life purpose and relationships. All of the teachers I've selected for this interview experience share one essential core belief with New3 University. We all believe every person has the ability to manifest, receive their life purpose, and attract relationships. Beyond this core belief, you will hear many unique perspectives, techniques, and stories. Our teacher today is Jason Nelson. Jason is the visionary channel and teacher for New3 University, where soul-based living ignites world peace. Certification trainings are currently offered. The first is voice channeling, where students learn mediumship and spiritual healing. The second is five accomplishments coaching, a coaching process where students learn soul-based living and transform root issues, enabling them to manifest their life purpose. And the third is psychic retrieval, where students utilize all of their intuitive abilities to access the infinite knowledge. Jason's teaching approach is simple, grounded, and practical, so that our natural soul abilities of spiritual communication, healing, intuition, and manifesting can enhance our life in every way. Jason Nelson also works privately with clients around the world as an intuitive, spirit-guided coach. He specializes in helping clients discover and manifest their soul's life purpose, transition careers, manifest a life partner, and have deep personal transformation. Jason is the author of divinely communicated books, Age of the Soul, A New Way of Living from Your Soul, and Empower Our Children, God's Call to Parents, How to Heal Yourself and Your Children. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Melissa. This is such a empowering topic. Manifesting life purpose and relationships. I'm excited to jump in and share some tips that everyone can use.
Awesome. Well, great. Well, then let's begin with what has been your own biggest challenge with manifesting and what have you done to overcome it?
Well, I want to start with an advanced concept here. Let's just jump in and get the ball rolling. Unconditional receiving. I want everyone to take a deep breath with me wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Breathe in and become aware of what comes up for you around this idea of unconditional receiving. You see, Melissa, because for a lot of people, unconditional receiving feels uncomfortable. We've been taught that receiving is not something you do. You got to give, and then you can receive. So what would that look like for you, unconditional receiving? Because the ultimate expression of manifesting is receiving everything from the universe without needing to give anything back in return. People are going, Jason, I'm turning this off right now. What are you talking about? Isn't that selfish? I can't hear this. I'm feeling uncomfortable. I want to invite you to just consider, what would your life be like if you gave yourself permission to receive all the energy that the universe has to share with you without judging it, without, you know, micromanaging it, without doubting it, without going into the should I, but, and then trying to equate what you need to give back or the reciprocation. What if you just simply allowed and received everything from the universe to come in, from people, places, things, situations in your life, spirit, higher power, God, just to be this receiver? And what if your purpose was simply receiving? Now, usually this is a concept that I get to further along with my clients in one-on-one sessions. It's certainly a concept that when we delve into the depths of it and truly consider it, it can bring up some subconscious beliefs, some emotional resistance, some discomforts. So getting back to my biggest challenge with manifesting, it's really what we all have around manifesting, and that's emotional resistance caused by belief systems and a lot of times subconscious belief systems, things that we picked up in life. This is personal growth. This is transformation. And we really want to allow this transformational process to continue for the rest of our lives so that we can continue to open up and clear and open up to our fullest expression and potential to receive, because manifesting is receiving, right? Why does somebody want to manifest something? Do they just want to manifest it just for the sake of manifesting? You want to manifest something so you can receive an experience with that which you're manifesting, even if you're wanting to manifest global peace, you know, or even if it appears to be not self-serving at all, like you just want to go and donate your time to an organization or help feed the homeless or whatever it might be, there is still something you're receiving from it. So just admit it. Let's just admit it, Melissa. We are receiving something from everything that we intend to manifest and intend to do. And if we can embrace this, that we are intending to receive something from it, that we have a reason behind it, it can just align us with the most open expression of receiving from that experience that that experience has to offer. Is this making sense?
Yes, it is profound. And I'm excited that you shared this and opened up with this topic of receiving, and that you're really painting the picture that receiving equals manifesting, manifesting equals receiving. So to really understand and open up our capacity for receiving is what is going to allow what we're wanting to create to come to us. So this is exciting.
I'm speaking to the listeners. How many times have you received a compliment and felt like you had to give a compliment back? You didn't even take the time to be fully present with receiving the energy of that compliment, or receive a gift or a card on your birthday or for a holiday, and you didn't give one to that person for their birthday or for that holiday. And so there's this discomfort inside. Oh, I need to balance this. Oh, you're not giving yourself the presence to fully receive what the universe is providing to you in that moment. And I got to tell you, the universe is providing to you every moment of every day of every week, every year, for your entire life, for your entire existence. There is so much for you to receive from existence that you would just be abundantly and overwhelmingly fulfilled in a way that we can't even put words to. You know, an orgasmic energetic feeling inside if you truly, truly gave yourself permission to receive unconditionally from the universe. So this is a journey for all of us. This is certainly a journey for myself ongoing. And we want to get in there, and if we feel any discomforts or any buts or any kind of stop or pause or slow down around receiving, or judgment around receiving, I want to ask the question, what's going on in my thoughts and my beliefs that's creating this slowdown or resistance? And let me get to the root of it. Let me identify it. Let me recreate it. Let me have a shift so that I can feel freer, have more energy freed up, and ultimately receive all the energy from the universe that the universe wants to share. And this is not one-sided. Trust me. If every single person on the planet was receiving unconditionally, what would this world look like? You know, There would be this celebration in every moment for what the moment is, because every person would be present for what that moment is sharing with them. And so it would just be this beautiful flow and fulfillment with every single person. And of course, that's not the world that we live in today, but that's certainly the world that we are meant to live in. And by each of us taking one step closer towards this free, open experience of receiving, in other words, manifesting, it helps the world's vibration move one step closer to it as well.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing you say is just being so present in the moment and seeing the gifts in every moment, really celebrating with gratitude, awareness, just an openness to what you're receiving, really no matter what's happening, right? No matter if it's a moment of challenge or joy or sadness or happiness or whatever the moment is, we are receiving something that is there to benefit us in some way. So perhaps are you showing us that there is an abundance, something to really celebrate no matter what's happening? Is that another way to look at what you're sharing?
Well, I've grounded the foundational basis for this concept, this approach, and the more expansive teaching of it. Yes, it includes everything. It includes that now there is no wrong, there is no right, there is just simply what's happening in the moment, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, how you're behaving, others involved with you. So when you feel sadness or anger or fear, unconditionally receiving from these emotions would be an entirely different experience, because you wouldn't be judging them, right? You wouldn't be judging them. You wouldn't be resisting them. You would be feeling them. You'd be present with them. And because of that, you'd be present with the message that's behind them, because every thought and every emotion and everything has a message behind it. It's telling us something. It's informing us. It's helping us to step into our soul and align with our soul and our soul's purpose and soul-based living or love-based living every moment of our lives. And we get so many messages from our body and our emotions and our thoughts and our existence that many of us are just not fully hearing and being present with. And so we don't have that valuable information to take the best steps and do the best things for us and to help us manifest in the most expansive way. So yes, Melissa, health problems, crises, emotional imbalances and issues, everything has a beautiful message for us to receive and experience that can help us go to the next level.
Yeah, it is a interesting way to start viewing life this way, and it actually helps in the moments of challenge and pain to have that awareness and reminding ourselves there is something benefiting me in this moment, and even spinning the challenge in that moment to look for the benefit in the challenge or pain. It definitely will shorten the time period spent in the challenge feelings and helps look for the benefit. That's an experience I've had when I refocus myself that way, and it brings me out of the feelings of challenge much quicker when I see the benefit of what I'm receiving. So that is it's a big advanced, you know, concept in looking at our personal growth, but extremely helpful. So I hope this is making sense to everybody listening. And so, Jason, you know, today, what do you feel is your greatest vision of manifesting your life purpose and relationships?
Well, the way I like to start off my sessions with my clients is I'll say, where we go and what we do, there is no limitations. There's no limitation. Sky's not, stars aren't limitation. There's no ceiling. There's no limitation. And where we go is going to continue to expand and go beyond even what we can imagine in this moment. And so my greatest vision of manifesting my life purpose and my relationships is to continue to expand beyond what I could even imagine that it could be in the moment. You see, we tend to, you know, a lot of us tend to get stuck. And I remember I did this in my life, get stuck on a vision, you know, this vision that's the best life, the best relationship, the best life purpose, the best. And we get stuck on this vision. We get attached to this vision, right? And then we're limited by that vision. So it's about adopting an approach where we imagine the greatest vision of what our life purpose and our relationships and every other aspect of our life could be, with an additional belief and understanding and embracing that it will expand even beyond this. And it might be the next moment or the next day or the next year, but it's going to continue to expand and expand. And it'll take a turn to the left and to the right and an up and a down. And everywhere it goes is just expanding and expanding further. So that's really been a gift that I've provided to myself that's really been helpful, that Spirit taught me, that it took me transformation and personal growth to evolve into, is that our greatest vision, life purpose, and relationships is beautiful and perfect in this moment, and allow it to change and evolve and open up, and for you to be pleasantly surprised by something even greater and better. And that we don't need to be in control of the how. Okay, and we've heard this before, the how will work itself out. You know, but instead, be open to trusting God and Spirit, Source, your higher spiritual power, whatever that is to you, working through every human being and situation to bring you the greatest outcome. Really, really, really just play with that. Play with going out in your day and imagining God, Spirit, whatever you call your higher spiritual guidance, is actually, literally working through every single person, situation to bring you the highest benefit, the highest outcome. Even people that seem egotistical, even people that seem like they're not of a godly nature, allow God to work through them too, and trust that God is working through them too. You know, your spirit guides, your angels, your whatever your higher power is, and allow it to happen for you. And so, you know, my greatest vision, I think, that I'm working on at this point in my life and expanding into at this point in my life, is getting out of my own way. So when I get that next highest expansive vision that I can imagine that Spirit shows to me, my spiritual guidance shows to me of where the purpose and the business and the life and the relationship and everything is going, that I don't freak out because it's a few steps beyond my comfort zone. You know, that I can breathe if there's any discomfort that comes up, and that I can allow that discomfort, whatever the emotions are, and to hear the messages they have, and go on a journey, a treasure hunt, to find the transformational experience that lies behind them, and have that experience to free myself up to align and expand into this next greatest vision. And then the process happens again and again and again and again.
It's pretty wild. And it's true. Our purpose does make us uncomfortable. And we're going to constantly be uncomfortable as we keep taking the next steps in our purpose. And it's going to keep coming up. And you're going to, you know, breathe through it, and just know the more you take the next steps, you know, when you look back, hindsight, you'll say, wow, I was really uncomfortable to get where I am now today. And aren't I so grateful I stepped through all of my discomforts and that I'm here. So believe me, no matter what's going on, the challenge, you can look back and really feel grateful and proud of yourself for moving through it and taking the next steps with your purpose. So really great point you shared, Jason. And, you know, when developing one's ability to manifest, how do you feel that personal growth and practice help?
Well, I'm a channel for spirit, for my spiritual guidance. I do it every day. And this spiritual communication, the process I use for it, because there's different ways we can communicate with spirit, is we use voice channeling. Voice channeling is what we teach through New 3 University as a process. It's a spirit communicating directly through our voice as the spirit, as the being, as a higher power. And it's healing, but it's also the most direct guidance that I receive. And that's actually the foundation of manifesting, is receiving that vision and that guidance from spirit, because the spirit, they're in touch with the plan my soul created before this life. You know, and my spiritual guides have a responsibility that they're going to help me fulfill this plan that my soul created before this life. We'll call it life purpose. And so one way to go about it is, what do I want? What do I want? What do I want? And that gets you so far. You know, that's what a lot of manifesting teachings are about. What do I want? What do I desire? Let's create it. How do I create it? And then you take it a step further. And you can ask the question, what does my eternal self want? What does my soul want? What milestones in my life, what plan, generally speaking, did it create? What experiences did it want to have in this life? And trusting that asking that question and receiving that insight is going to be the most fulfilling experience to pursue, because it has been for me, and I've seen those who pursued this approach to manifesting, it's when life gets magical, truly, truly magical. So I receive this vision, I receive this guidance, I receive this direction, this vision, I step into it, I take action. And the action's important. And some people stop at have the intention, the vision, the feeling, the knowing it will happen, and allow and let go, and that's it. And I've had some people ask me, well, does that mean I sit on the couch and things will just appear at my doorstep? Well, occasionally. But really, you got to take action. Action is a very important step, and you're guided to take action. The allowing is very, very important. Action is also important, and allowing is a form of action, but there's direct action steps to take. Like when I sat down and I channeled or communicated my books from God, the first one took 2 weeks. And I never wrote a book before, and I didn't do well in English class, and my personality doubted, but God came in and said, it's time to write a book. I'm going to write it through you. Don't worry. I'm going to do the writing. And my first book was communicated from God in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, cover to cover, chapters, chapter titles, cover to cover. That was manifesting. That blew my mind. And God's given me a process by which people can manifest their life destiny and purpose. It's clearing more of yourself, your personality, personal transformation, so you're able to align more with your soul and your soul's purpose and your soul's voice. And as your soul's voice is revealed, your soul's purpose is revealed, as you align more with soul-based qualities by clearing your personality, more of your soul's purpose is revealed. Makes sense, right? back in 2006 when I channeled this first book, Age of the Soul, and then again in 2007 when I channeled the second book, Empower Our Children, this process I'm going to explain to you is explained in detail in these two books. And then Spirit channeled a certification training program called Five Accomplishments Coaching that New Three University teaches now too. So this process is very effective. And I'd like to share an overview of this process with everyone listening, since this is really a key component to manifesting your purpose, is aligning with your soul. And then the soul's purpose can be revealed more and more and more and more. So it's called Five Accomplishments, longer titles, Five Accomplishments to Becoming One with Your Soul, the program Five Accomplishments Coaching. Because this process is used to essentially coach yourself into aligning more with your soul until you are truly living from your soul's essence or qualities, you know, these love-based qualities. And that's a whole different experience of life than some people are living. So Five Accomplishments, it's a step-by-step process where you first get grounded and you get aware of your life on the deepest level so that you can transform anything limiting you from living your soul's love and purpose. And I welcome everyone to write these down and take some notes if you can. Accomplishment one is to get grounded. This means to be fully present so you aren't missing your life experience. Okay, get grounded. Getting grounded means all of your energies are aligned and moving in such a way that your consciousness is fully present and grounded in your body. Being grounded means your mental, physical, and emotional energies are aligned and in balance enough to allow your consciousness to be fully present in your body. This is so you can feel a much deeper connection with your soul. Your point of power isn't being grounded. Your point of power in manifesting isn't being grounded. Your point of power in all of your four soul abilities isn't being grounded. Of manifesting or creating, intuition or psychic perception, mediumship or voice channeling, and healing. Most of the world is not totally grounded energetically in the body because this world is a dysfunctional place. There's mental imbalances, physical imbalances, emotional imbalances, environmental energies that are coming in and disrupting our total energy field. And so it takes a devotion to a personal growth practice to become fully grounded and soul aligned in our bodies. But the reward is so great because when we're ungrounded, our energies are ungrounded, our ability to manifest becomes thin and weak. Have you ever had the mind kind of jump around and feel scattered, or you know, you're really trying to focus on something but your mind jumps around? This kind of jumpy mind is a symptom of being ungrounded. It's also very uncomfortable. Emotions can get greatly exacerbated and exaggerated when one is ungrounded. You know, anger can turn into rage, and sadness can turn into depression, and fear can turn into incredible anxiety, and there's so many symptoms of being ungrounded and ways it's not beneficial, such as picking up other people's energies. Any of you ever feel like, gosh, you know, I'm around this person and, you know, I feel this way around them? Some people even pick up physical symptoms like headaches or something. Oh, I got a headache, and you notice someone else has a headache. So we pick up other people's energies when we're ungrounded. And for healers and intuitives and mediums, manifestors, you want to be grounded. Your energy is totally grounded in your body. A, so you can be more effective, and B, so you don't pick up, you know, energies that you don't want to experience. Being grounded is the key to this freedom of other people's energies and external energies. You want to keep your energies within yourself, grounded in your body, and you certainly don't want to be, you know, mixing and going out there and picking up other people's stuff. Being ungrounded can cause a physical body to become so imbalanced that you get dis-ease. So ways you can get grounded, just simply, is nature has the natural vibration that pulls us back into our natural vibration or grounded vibration. But really, to have long-lasting grounding effects on your body, mind, emotion, so you can connect more deeply with your spirit, is to have a personal growth practice. Just find the reasons that you're ungrounded and shift them. Find the reasons your energies are going out. You're not wanting to be present. You're not accepting some aspect of your life, and have a shift with it. Does that make sense, Melissa?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a huge, most important step, getting grounded. And it can be tough sometimes. And it can be very liberating as well when you do it, and you'll feel better.
Well, once you're grounded, then accomplishment two is get real with your life. Get real with your life. So once you're grounded, you're choosing to be present. Now you want to, and you are able to see life for what life really is, what's actually happening around you, so you can choose what to do about it. Accomplishment to get real with your life is really about connecting to yourself and connecting to your environment, the people around you, and just having an awareness, a true 100% life awareness. So you have this full awareness where you can make the best decisions from. Accomplishment three is get real with your inner world. This is a commitment to fully understand and accept all of your emotions and thoughts about every situation so you can choose what to do about them. I mean, we're all unaware of certain things within us, right? We are so multi-layered and complex with our thoughts, beliefs, and emotions. And there are nooks and crannies within us that we don't have a full awareness, you know, deep inside the subconscious. And it's empowering and it's freeing to shine a light of awareness on every aspect of who we are on the deepest level, so we can decide what we want to do about that part of us that is creating and manifesting an aspect of our lives. You know, there's parts of us that we would like differently or want to work on or are working on. It's a process. It's an ongoing life process. Again, personal growth practice comes into play here and is very important. And for those of you that are saying, this sounds like work, you know, making it sound like work, personal growth practice, you know, looking at things that make me feel uncomfortable. But these are treasures. In our Five Accomplishments coaching training, we call these discomforts and dispassions, these deep-seated things that maybe you're not even aware of, we call them treasures. And we create a treasure map to your soul by identifying all of these things. Because by identifying them, understanding them, and simply deciding how you want to experience them now that you're fully aware of them, there's a shift that happens. And there can be a soul-based shift that happens if you decide you want to experience them from the soul base, from the love base. And so please, I'd just like for you to use different words for issues and discomforts and dispassions. These are treasures. These are opportunities to feel better and expand to a greater level and manifest more impactfully in your life and in the world and with your purpose. these are gifts. They truly are. They're gifts to unlock your full potential, your unlimited potential. And we want to see them as such. We don't want to, you know, judge them, judge the discomforts and the, you know, the what we call issues. We don't want to judge them. We want to embrace them. We want to get to know them, make friends with them so that we can understand them and do something different with them if you choose. Accomplishment 4 is get real with God. Get real with God or the name you call your higher spiritual guidance. Okay, whatever name you call your higher spiritual guidance, it's about surrendering yourself to this higher power. We have so much in this world and the world's collective consciousness that everyone, all of humanity has co-created around God, higher power, and the experience and relationship we have. There is currently a divide. There is a separation. There is a rift between humanity and spirit or higher power. And this rift has been here for many, many thousands of years. It wasn't always here. It isn't always going to be here. In fact, as probably a lot of you have heard and know, and some of you teach, this is the age. This is the age where we're returning to our soul-based nature, love, peace on earth. It's happening. And it's going to happen over the next several hundred years, especially this century. This is a powerful time that we're in where we're going to move greatly as a civilization on earth into alignment with our soul. And as we do that, the rift between humanity and God or spirit is going to close and get narrower until we keep taking more and more steps closer to spirit, until we're one with spirit, one with spirit, one with God, one with your higher power. You know, it's one thing to have an idea of God is love, spirit is love, I love God, I love spirit, we are one. There's a difference between an idea, and the idea is important because it plants the seed, and there's a difference between the idea and the experience of oneness with God, Source, Spirit. The experience is what a lot of people are missing, but the first step is the idea, and then the next step is to move into the experience. And to do that, we got to get real with all the little things that we've learned in our life around God and higher power and spirit, and anything that is separating us from spirit and God, or painting an unloving picture or unloving potential, then we need to challenge those beliefs and those stories that we've learned. And now's the time to ask yourself, do I want to believe in an all-loving God, an all-loving, you know, spiritual world? Do I want to believe that there could be something other than that? And which is going to empower me more? And you just, I'm not saying change your belief systems, you know, or, you know, change your religion or your spiritual faith. Not at all. Not at all. I'm just saying, if there are unloving approaches, just challenge them. You don't have to change them, but explore them. Explore them. You know, come to a deep connection of a feeling and a thought about them, and ask yourself what you want to do about them once you reveal why you believe what you believe. And just believing something because is not really a valid reason. A valid reason would be because deep in my soul and my being, I know this to be true. And then that is your indication to keep moving forward with that belief around your higher spiritual power. But I just encourage you and invite you to explore and challenge any beliefs or stories that are moving you into an unloving experience or uncomfortable experience with God and spirit. Accomplishment 5 is initiation of the soul. Initiation of the soul. This is the point that you've cleared enough of your thoughts to align your personality with your soul so that you can live from your soul. And this is called soul-based living. And so, you know, when when we talk about soul-based living and living from your soul and personality aligned with it, you know, the metaphor I like to use is our personality is driving the car in the driver's seat, you know, and it's driving the car. And then there's a point that you've transformed enough belief systems to allow soul alignment to where it tips over to 51%. Tips to 51%. Tips over the line. Okay, into alignment with your soul. Now your soul's in the driver's seat. Doesn't mean you're not still transforming things and working through things, but your soul is in the driver's seat. Your soul has the majority control. And because of this, you will be aware and observing your life in an entirely new way. You will not feel out of control like you once did with the way things unfold for you emotionally and mentally and behaviorally and in every way. There will be a presence. You will be watching that thought come in that is unbeneficial. You'll be watching emotions come up that are uncomfortable, and you will be deciding as they're coming up what you want to do with them. And there may be times that you choose to experience them, and you do, there may be times that you choose not to experience them, and you don't. It's a very, very different place to experience life where you're in control from the soul-based place because you're in a soul alignment that has put the soul in the driver's seat. Does that make sense, Melissa?
It does. And really, when you're in this place of this initiation of the soul, could you also say this is a place of really understanding and being aligned with our life purpose?
Well, because we have aligned so much with the soul that the soul is now in the driver's seat, we are now able to receive consistent insight and vision from the soul. Not to mention, additionally, whatever you may be doing with sessions with your spiritual guidance to get information, but your soul, you're going to be connected. You're going to see that life purpose vision. It's going to come into focus. It's not going to be the questions of, you know, what am I meant to do? You'll just know. You'll just feel it. You'll just see it. You see, when we're totally disconnected from our purpose, it's because we have a disconnection from our soul. You know, we ask questions like, you know, I feel this, but. And it gets very confusing. It's confusing because we're always connected to our soul. It's not like we're ever disconnected. But to the degree the personality has the more of the alignment will determine how confusing and colored that soul's voice is or how muffled it is. And the more you align with the soul, the clearer it is, the easier it is to hear, the clearer the visions are of the soul. So yes, as we move towards it, every step, we feel more clarity with our soul's purpose, our life purpose. It just begins to reveal itself more and more, but we also don't doubt it like we do when we don't have that soul alignment. Because when we don't have the soul alignment, we doubt, we second guess, but. We have beliefs in there that are countering. It's a confusing and challenging process for some people. It's very, very freeing once we can transform all those things enough to allow the soul's voice to be in the forefront. It's magical.
Beautiful. And, you know, how do you recommend everyone listening just to take that next step in their own lives with manifesting life purpose and relationships?
Right. Well, I mean, one thing you can do is, as you've been taking notes, you know, consider the things I'm asking you to do and play with them. You don't have to, please don't force anything, or but just play with them. You know, personal and spiritual growth is meant to be a playful exploration. The ones that really resonate, go for them. Dive in, right? But something to remember, probably the most important thing, is that you're this eternal being. You're this spirit. You're this soul in physical form. And because of that, you have a connection to everyone and every point in existence. And this interconnected web is this universal matrix, allows you to have a power to influence every point in existence. So your potential is literally infinite as existence is. Consider this. Consider how infinite of a being that you are, a human being, a spirit in physical form that you are. And continue to stretch into that potential.
Beautiful.
Now, something that can get you started too, as a resource, a free resource, is a 40-minute online training for Five Accomplishments Coaching. Okay, if you're resonating with what I'm saying, this is a great thing to jot down, is a free 40-minute online training. We also have open registration in Las Vegas this April, but this free training is going to really expand on these five accomplishments and just get you going in the energy.
Great. Yeah, and it's right on the New 3 University website under the orange five accomplishments button is access to the free training near the bottom of the page. Yeah, beautiful. So, Jason, how else do you apply manifesting on a daily or weekly basis to help you with your life purpose and relationships?
What's most important to me is staying connected with my higher spiritual guidance and communicating with them daily. When we are in an open, two-way communication experience with our higher power, it is healing. Okay, so it's literally healing of the body, mind, emotion, and our total being. And then obviously it provides us guidance for our life purpose, our relationships and direction. So that's one. Two is continuing to identify the resistance I have and I feel with expanding to the next level of my purpose, vision, and relationship love. Every day, every moment, I have taught myself and trained myself to, now it's just a subconscious awareness to moment be aware of any nuances, any little change in my energy, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And I let that guide me into the next thing that wants to be heard and understood and transformed. Three is staying energetically grounded every moment so my power of manifesting is stronger and longer lasting. There's a reason that accomplishment one is getting grounded. It's a very expansive understanding and practice. I think we all generally understand get grounded, be grounded, get present, be present, be present in the moment. But the teaching of getting grounded in the five accomplishments, it's very robust and very expansive and inclusive of our whole life in every way. And it's a practice. And it makes all the difference in our impact of manifesting. And what helps me the most to do these three things is exercise, stretching, conscious breathing, walking and movement, and sessions with spirit, with my higher spiritual guidance, putting session time aside for that with them. So play with these ideas. They work for me, and maybe they'll work for you too. I'm sure they'll work for a lot of you.
Yeah, great tips. Thank you. And, you know, Jason, when you're manifesting, what are you feeling, seeing, or thinking through that process?
The biggest aspect of manifesting that makes the most difference in our reality is knowing, or confidence, that the manifestation has happened. Not that it's going to happen, that it has happened, as though it's already happened, but with detachment, so that if physical circumstances aren't looking how you think they should look, you do not give up or doubt, but continue to trust and have faith. Don't let appearance deter you from the pursuit. So I'm believing it's happening, feeling the impact of it happening, envisioning it happening, and then allowing a plan to unfold before me as to the analytical best approach to taking steps forward with action. There is a part we play in manifesting beyond allowing. Allowing is just the beginning. We need to follow guidance and insight from our soul and from our higher spiritual guidance and take action with it. Creating optimum health and well-being is going to be a key component so that we can have more energy more often to manifest more of our soul purpose. I want you to really also key in here. Optimum health and well-being, because on a daily basis, I'm actually connecting this to what I'm manifesting, right? When I go for lunch or dinner, or breakfast or drink in between or what have you, when I am feeling my energy as a dip or a high or wherever I'm at, I am really gauging what are the best steps I can take in this moment and tuning in to what I can do to create the greatest health and well-being, because creating the greatest health and well-being, optimum health, is going to give you more energy. It's going to give you more time to manifest better. And so that's another little component that's in there when I'm manifesting.
Absolutely. Yeah, really beautifully put. And Jason, I think we'd all love to hear, what has been your most inspirational story with manifesting?
Well, as I've mentioned many a time, I manifest with spirit, meaning spirit provides a vision my soul intended before this life, and then together we co-create that vision. This is the most fulfilling and impactful approach to manifesting life purpose. One of the greatest experiences with manifesting was manifesting my first book. Now, I touched on this earlier. I want to expand on it. Spirit said, I want to communicate a book through you using writing. This was scary for me. This was so challenging to accept this. It was very, very, very difficult to accept and believe this, because I had no English background. I got D's in my English classes. That and history were my least favorite subjects. But come to find out, I'm meant to know English and writing and grammar. I'm gonna be writing these books, channeling them. So I took that leap of faith. Even though I didn't know much of anything about writing, Spirit said, just sit down and we'll do the work for you. Sit down. We will manifest it for you. Now, I don't know how many writers are out there, but your first book, you know, for a lot of people, the first book's challenging. It could take years, years and years and years. And a lot of people don't even, they want to get a first book out and they just don't get there. You know, that it's a thing. And so for spirit to say, just sit down and we'll do it for you, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the biggest, one of the biggest leaps of faith with spirit and manifesting. So I sat down at my desk in front of my laptop, put my hands on the keyboards, and they just start going. My fingers just start going. And my first book was manifested 2 weeks later, cover to cover. Thank you, Spirit. You know, I love manifesting with Spirit, but this is an example of how I manifest with Spirit. Spirit says, Jason, we're ready to manifest certification training programs. Oh my gosh, that sounds so big. So, you know, it's one thing to teach people without a structure. You go, you teach mediumship or intuition or healing or spiritual coaching and such. You just go and you show up and you teach a half a day or a day or something. But it's a whole nother thing to have a very structured, multi-level training. My gosh. And Spirit said, don't worry. Again, they said, don't worry. And Melissa, you remember this because you were always there when they were manifesting about our training programs, because you're part of the manifestation process, channel yourself. And Spirit would just come through and it'd blow me away. They were just bringing through literally the outlines for the courses. I'm like, oh wow, that should be in there too. Yeah, oh. And we look back and read back and we just go, oh my gosh, blown away. Spirit has manifested all of the graphic design and branding and names and taglines and all of the approach for New Three University and everything. I mean, this is business and marketing now we're talking about, branding. They say, hey, we're going to bring some stuff through. And, 40-minute, hour, two-hour channeling session with a spirit, and we have what might have taken us, what do you think, Melissa? It could have taken us days or weeks or months or with a lot of it, we maybe couldn't have brought it through as well as Spirit did. So manifesting for me and my inspirational stories is all around my times with Spirit, where they say, hey, we're manifesting this. Don't worry. Sit back. We'll come through. And we'll do all the work. And gosh, it's such a blessing. Thank you, Spirit.
It's true. We're constantly wowed by what they bring through and the way they design each technique and everything we teach in our workshop. They've designed so it can universally work for every type of person, because we know we're all different types of people, different personalities, different strengths, and all of that. And the way Spirit designs these techniques is to work for everyone, which is different than a lot of programs out there where people actually build their programs based on their own personal spiritual practice, their own personal thing that worked for them, and then they build courses around their own personal thing. Whereas what we're teaching is totally designed from Spirit so that everyone can come to the table and have success with these techniques. And it blows our minds. It's incredibly fascinating, and our mouths are on the floor so often with what they bring through.
It's so true, Melissa. It's how many times have we been in awe of what Spirit manifests through us and for us? It's so magical. It's magical with Spirit, manifesting with Spirit. So, that's what I'd want to leave everyone with is consider bringing Spirit into your manifestation practice. I mean, who would have thought we'd have this mediumship certification training, this spiritual coaching certification training, and this intuition certification training. and that they would come so fast and so well in a way that the techniques work for everyone. And something that is unique about these trainings, the way Spirit designed it, is they told us, they said, we want these techniques to be dual purpose. We want people who come to learn the techniques for themselves, but to also learn them to be able to do sessions with other people if they so choose, so that the gift can keep giving. And so that's what's really cool about it, Melissa, is how it's designed by Spirit is so that someone comes and learns the voice channeling technique to communicate and channel Spirit through them, but they also learn it simultaneously that they can use it for other people and the spiritual coaching and the intuition. It's all approached that way. And it's very empowering. And I couldn't ever come up with this stuff on my own. I'm pretty smart guy, but a lot of this stuff is just so beyond, right? It's like I could just focus on one of 100 of these things for, you know, months or years to develop it. So once again, I'm so grateful for Manifesting with Spirit.
Yes, absolutely. So, Jason, thank you so much. You know, today we've all gained a deeper understanding of manifesting life purpose and relationships. Blessings.